You're listening to SBS News.
The rocket carrying the unmanned Chandrayaan spacecraft blasted off from a space centre in southern India. India is hoping to become the fourth nation to land on the moon, with only the United States, Russia and China having done so. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has tweeted his congratulations on the launch conducted by the state-run Indian Space Research Organisation.
Special moments that will be etched in the annals of our glorious history. The launch illustrates the prowess of our scientists and the determination of all Indians to scale new frontiers of science.
It's the space agency's second lunar mission, a week after an early attempt was called off in the last hour due to a technical problem. The multi-stage mission aims to put into lunar orbit a spacecraft carrying a landing craft and a rover. If all goes well, once the orbiter reaches the moon, the landing craft will separate and attempt a soft landing on the moon's surface at the unexplored South Pole, searching for water and examining its composition. This is expected to take place on September the 7th. The chairman of the ISRO, Kailasava Devu Sivan, says it's a big moment for India.
Today is a historical day for space and science and technology in India. I am extremely happy to announce that GSLV Mark III vehicle successfully injected Chandrayaan 2 in the defined orbit. In fact, the orbit is 6,000 kilometers more than what our internet is better.
India has had a space program for decades and has for years carried out low-cost satellite launches for foreign commercial and government players, as well as national programs, including missions to the moon and Mars. The next month and a half will see the spacecraft perform crucial manoeuvres to ensure a smooth landing. The space agency has previously said the descent on the moon could be complex, with potential problems from variations in lunar gravity, terrain and dust having to be taken into account. Prior to the launch, space enthusiasts were seen chanting prayers, hoping for a successful lunar mission.
Chandrayaan 2 will become a milestone in the glorious history of India. So for its successful test launch, we are offering prayers to the Hindu god of destruction, Shiva, so that it is successfully tested and India becomes famous.
This will be the year's third bid at a moon landing, following China's successful launch of a lunar probe and an Israeli spacecraft, which failed, crashing on the moon in April. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.